This is Calvin Tompkins, Assistant Medical Director with Mission Health Partners, and I'm joined today for today's podcast with Dr. Catherine Jowers. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Dr. Jowers is with the Children's Dental Program, and she's going to fill us in on referral criteria and kind of lay some context for the co-management guide, which is located on the Children's Toolbox, and you'll find it there. So why don't we get going? Can you give us a brief history of the dental program?
Yes. Mission Children's Dental Hospital started a dental program about 20 years ago. And we began because the leaders in the medical community here reached out to the surrounding Western North Carolina community and asked what medical services were the most needed. And the answer they got was surprising because they expected asthma or allergy or something to be their need. And it turned out that dental care was the most needed medical issue of Western North Carolina. So Mission Hospital decided to address this need, and they did it in an innovative way that really didn't exist before we created this practice. We have a dental practice that functions within Mission Children's Hospital that reaches out to children that are of greatest need and have the poorest access to care.
Great. And I understand that you've been with the program pretty much since the ground floor.
Yes, I am. I'm a hometown girl. I'm from Asheville.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't even living here when this started, but when I got wind of it, it was what I had trained for. I had stressed hospital dentistry in my education and did not dream I would ever get to practice at home. But it's been fun because I've been able to build this practice with the Mission Hospital for 20 years, and it's really serving a great need. It's a great place to be.
Okay, great. I gather that the program is mostly, most of your work is in the OR and doing dental surgeries.
Yes. One of the greatest needs that we found was that there are many children with more care that needs to be provided than can be appropriately done in a dental office, either because the child cannot cooperate or because the care needs are too extensive. There are many reasons, but there were many dental practices seeing kids, but not many that could do that extent or that deep a... I'm losing my words, sorry.
That's okay.
That could do that extensive a rehabilitation on a child.
Sure.
Taking care of a child with a lot of needs or with a fragile medical condition in a dental chair can be tricky. Can have its disadvantages, and we are of the great advantage of being in Mission Hospital, where anesthesiologists and nurse anesthetists can assist us, and we can take children to the operating room where they're very safely and effectively managed, and we can treat every problem in their mouth in one go in 2 or 3 hours, and they go home fixed.
Okay, great. I gather that your program has been designed to address the needs of Western North Carolina, and that and then predominantly your patients tend to have Medicaid.
Yes, there are lots of children in Western North Carolina that don't necessarily have private insurance, but do have Medicaid,
Okay. Which
is a great thing as long as there are people to take it. Unfortunately, a lot of them live in regions where there aren't dentists accepting Medicaid, so we have tried to step in there.
Okay, and then the types of cases that you end up taking are the ones in either medically complex kids or maybe the severity of their dental condition is high enough that that there aren't as many providers around who want to do that work.
Yes, if you're a dentist in a private setting or in a clinic, it's tough on you and tough on your patient to treat 20 decayed teeth on a child. Even the best child can only sit through so much and be happy about it. And it's also a strain on a provider to do good work on a child who's awake and may not be real happy. And you want to be safe and safe for your patient and safe for yourself. And that's a real challenging thing to accomplish and not necessarily a wise thing every time. You might just be over your head. So when you find yourself in a position like that as a practitioner, you can send that patient to us and we can do the heavy lifting for you. Get that child rebooted back to a healthy state. And then if you're a dental practice, you can keep that child in your practice long term and we can kind of get you out of the mess, so to speak.
Okay. And it sort of inherent in your program's design is addressing a need, and so there's a geographic component to that. So there are more services for Medicaid patients within Buncombe County, but as you move out into the outlying counties in western North Carolina, there's more of a need. And so I understand that a lot of your referrals are from the outlying counties.
Yes, we accept referrals from basically anywhere in the western counties. And we get children from as far east as Rutherford, Burke County, Avery County. Children and their families drive 2.5 hours frequently to come to our practice because we are the best access for them.
Okay. Great. Well, the details are kind of spelled out on the code management guide. And the program that you have here at Mission Children's Hospital is addressing acute needs. And then tell us about your mobile unit, which addresses sort of the primary care dental needs.
A big part of Mission Children's Dental Practice is our mobile dental units. They're known as tooth bus. And they are a separate practice from the operating room. And they are intended to take care to children who can't get to us. They treat children in elementary schools who generally have Medicaid, but we accept other insurance, and we sometimes do a sliding fee scale for people with no insurance at all. But our purpose is to come to kids for care since they can't come to a dental practice. And the great advantages of it are the children are a captive audience. They are in school. Their parents don't have to have a functioning car. They don't have to have gas money. They don't have to take time off work. All they have to do is fill out the paperwork and tell us that they want us to take care of their child, and it happens for them. So it's a great thing that assists parents in finding care for their kids without it being a burden to them. And the kids have fun, too. The bus is a fun place.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
I think we are a great thing for anyone who sees kids who are in particularly high risk for having medical problems and particularly dental problems, because very often you'll find a child with a dental problem or an oral health issue and you don't know where to send them. And if you don't know where to send them, you're welcome to send them to us and we'll take a look at them and either treat them ourselves or find appropriate care for them. But we would like to be known as a resource for people who are seeing kids who need care and you don't know where to send them.
Okay, great. Well, from Mission Health Partners' perspective, we've been kind of addressing the needs of Western North Carolina on a population health basis just for a couple of years, but you are obviously way ahead of us, having been in place for a couple decades, and I just want to say that you've got a really impressive program.
Well, thank you. It's a great place to be.
Great. Thank you. And again, you can find the co-management guide located on the Mission Children's Toolbox, which is a public webpage.